There's a bad one in the neuro room, the head nurse said. I need you to pump blood in there. The neuro room was one of the places I usually tried to avoid. Head wounds were so messy, and this one would undoubtedly be bad. But even knowing that, I was totally unprepared for the sight that awaited me when I stepped through the entrance. Leading to the operating table was the largest trail of blood I had ever seen. I tried to walk quickly through it, but slipped. When I regained my balance, my eyes were drawn to the gurney, where several people were transferring the wounded soldier from the green litter to the table. Three intravenous lines ran from bags of blood to his body, one in his jugular vein and one in each arm. The lower portion of his jaw, teeth exposed, dangled from what was left of his face. During one of my circuits around the table, I accidentally kicked his clothes to the side. A snapshot fell from the torn pocket of his fatigue shirt. The picture was of a young couple, him and his girlfriend, I guessed, standing on the lawn in front of a two-story house, perhaps belonging to her parents. Straight, blonde, and tall, he wore the tuxedo with a mixture of pride and discomfort. She, too, was tall, and her long brown hair was mostly on top of her head, with a few well-placed curls hanging down in front of her ears. On the back of the picture was writing, the ink partly blurred from sweat, Jean and Katie, May 1968.